It was an awfully tough game, Brock. How did Gary tell you you were going to come in? How did that all go down?
I was just told midway through the third quarter, hey, you know, go warm up. You're going in the football game. And, you know, so I went and took some snaps with Matt and got a couple throws with Trevor, our third-string quarterback, and, you know, just got ready to go.
Brock, did you have any suspicions? Watching Peyton, did you kind of think something was wrong with him out there?
Obviously I knew prior to the game that he was a little banged up. To what extent, I didn't really feel like it was any of my business. I just go about my job every week and prepare like I'm going to play, and that's what I did this week. So, during the game, I didn't know where Peyton was health-wise. I just, continued to support him, and, I stayed ready throughout the game.
Do you expect to be the starter moving forward, Brock?
I don't. Right now Peyton's our quarterback. I can sit here and speak for everybody in the locker room and say, we all support him 100%. He's been one hell of a leader and a football player for this team for a lot of years. So I stand, 100% behind him, and, I do not expect to be the starter.
You knew he was banged up coming in. Were those the kind of injuries that affect your play as a quarterback?
Once again, to what extent he was hurt, I did not know. Nothing for me that I need to know about. I just know that he's banged up, and that's also something that's just it's natural for an NFL season. Quarterbacks, and in fact, for that matter, every position gets banged up. So being this late in the season, I assumed he was a little bit beat up, but to what extent, I did not know.
You came out slinging. Did you have any nerves at all? How'd you feel?
I felt pretty comfortable out there. Obviously, I have to go back and look at the tape tomorrow. I'm sure there's some plays I could have done, something better, or made a completion, or stuck with a progression. But, it felt pretty good to be back out there.
Did you feel like you found a rhythm with each passing possession?
Well, like I've told you guys before, I think there's nothing that replaces game reps. And obviously tonight I got a lot of live game reps against a great defense. So did my confidence go up? Yes. Do I feel more comfortable out there now? Yes. But I think that's something that happens naturally the more game reps you get.
Brock, you made some things happen with your feet. You continued plays when the O-line, protection broke down.
Yeah.
How do you get to that point without having any game experience where you can feel comfortable moving around in the pocket and making something happen?
Well, I think the extending plays portion is actually maybe one of the easier parts of football. That's just backyard football. And, we've all, since we were 3, 4, 5 years old, we all played backyard football. So when the pocket breaks down and I need to extend something on my feet, I think that's something that somewhat comes naturally to myself. But at times, I'm going to have to go back and look at the tape. I might have put myself in bad situations. Maybe the O-line, was doing a great job and I didn't need a run. So tonight was a great learning process. Obviously, this loss, it hurts. It's taking one on the chin, but we will all learn from this. Myself especially, and we'll bounce back next week.
What did Coach Kubiak say about your performance after the game?
I've not talked to Coach yet.
He said you battled.
Well, one thing I told the guys on the sideline before I went in, and I said, just keep fighting and play the next play. And that's something that's firmly ingrained in myself. Whether we're up by 50 or we're down by 50, I will always fight until there's zeros on the clock.
In light of the uncertainty with Peyton's injury, do you expect any more reps this week during practice?
I have no idea. We'll see how the week goes. We'll find out Wednesday. But, tomorrow we got to go in, look at the tape, assess it, get a workout in, and, fix the mistakes that we made tonight and get ready for Chicago.
Has all the work that you've done on those Wednesdays helped?
Without question. Obviously getting those Wednesday reps and throwing the ball to, Demarius and Emmanuel and getting those reps with the first team O-line certainly helped. It was like I was stepping into the game and I was just, in practice just in a big stadium, So I think all those reps have added up and they certainly have helped.
When Peyton's struggling like he was today, how do you help kind of keep him up, and what do you do to kind of help him around?
Well, Peyton's the best to ever do it. So, I think he knows every trick in the book to keep his morale high and things like that. But every once in a while, I'll go whisper something to him. Obviously I've watched him play a lot of football games over the past 3.5 years, and I feel like I know him pretty well. So, obviously as a teammate, as someone who supports him, as someone who, wants to see him do great, I'm going to be there and try to help him through everything. Yeah, of course. Peyton's the best. Like I said, he's the ultimate professional and he's the ultimate teammate. And before I went into the game, he said a couple things to me and he supported me the whole way through it.
Thanks, Brock.
Thank you, guys.